they say Bulla, that means hello. That is so nice of them.
Tourism Fiji regularly uses videos to sell itself to the world. But this time, it's gone terribly wrong.
Just a graphic design error with a mismatch between two words.
Matt Stockel is the CEO of Tourism Fiji.
You know, Tourism Fiji really apologises for the mistake and, you know, very sorry for any offence that we caused.
And it's caused a lot. Fiji is a religious country where around two-thirds of people are Christians. In the video, aimed at encouraging tourists to learn everyday Fijian words, Vale ni Lotu was translated as toilet, but that's not what it means.
Vale is the standard Fijian word for house. Lotu is the standard Fijian word for religion, specifically Christianity. So ni is the word joining those two words, which means something like of.
Paul Geraghty is an expert of Fijian languages at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji's capital, Suva.
So Vale ni Lotu means the house of worship or house of Christianity. So it is something that is sacred to Fijian people because Fijian people are Christians and committed Christians. Whereas, of course, the word for toilet is the most usual one would be Vale ni Bo. So you can see perhaps that's where part of the confusion arose because you've got Vale meaning house, ni meaning of, and Bo actually comes from the English word po, so a potty, meaning a potty.
Paul Geraghty says it was at least commendable of Tourism Fiji to use Italkai language as a marketing tool.
I agree. In fact, I encourage tourists, obviously, and any visitors to Fiji to learn Fijian, which is the most widely spoken language in Fiji. It's not all that difficult. But what I would say about the example that we saw from the tourism department was that they didn't, obviously they didn't take the trouble to check the accuracy of what they were printing, and which is surprising because there are many books, grammars, dictionaries, including a Lonely Planet phrase book, which I authored, and those are all readily available, and if you use those, then you won't make that kind of mistake.
Fiji's opposition leader, Ro Temumu Kepa, has slammed the error and questioned whether the government-funded body, which receives around $28 million Australian each year, might need to have its marketing expenses reviewed. Tourism Fiji's CEO, Matt Stockel, says no one will be let go over the incident at this stage, but says they will be carrying out their own investigations.
Obviously, this is a really significant issue for us. We'll look at our processes first rather than personnel to understand what let us down. And like most contemporary marketing organisations, there's the requirement for a lot of specialist services. So we outsource and use suppliers across all our global teams and offices. Our social media is currently undertaken by a firm in Australia.
But could the unintentioned publicity work in Fiji's favour? Matt Stockel is adamant that shouldn't be the case.
As a tourism body, we certainly don't go by the mandate that any publicity is good publicity. You know, this is publicity that essentially has and may have offended Fijians, and for that reason, we are deeply sorry for any disrespect it's caused and was not by all means intentional to get publicity.